Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
Now to the news at 5. Former UK defence ministers have urged Prime Minister Keir Starmer to allow Ukraine to use Storm Shadow missiles against Russia. For months, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has been pleading for restrictions on long-range missiles supplied by the UK and the United States and France to be lifted, and Russia's President Vladimir Putin has said this would represent NATO's direct participation in the war, an apparent red line which could see a dramatic and dangerous new phase in the conflict. Well, to discuss this and the ongoing safety concerns around the Russian-occupied Zaporizhzhia nuclear station, I'm joined by Hamish de Breton Gordon, former British Army officer and tank commander. Good morning, Hamish.
Good morning, Claire.
So there were indications last week that the United States and the UK were about to lift their restrictions on these long-range missiles being used by Ukraine against targets inside Russia. But then we had no confirmation coming from those talks between Joe Biden and Keir Starmer in Friday on Washington. What do you think is preventing Keir Starmer from giving the red light on that one?
Well, I hope, Claire, it's more sort of operational reasons that one doesn't want to let the Russians know exactly when Ukraine is going to be able to use these missiles and that planning will be going on. I know that, as you said in your intro, there are a lot of people worried about red lines and about escalation. But there have been so many red lines that Putin's drawn that, you know, I hope people now realise that they're all bluff and bluster. And the idea that NATO would be directly involved if Storm Shadow is used, well, there are British tanks in Kursk in Russia at the moment fighting. And that hasn't led to the escalation. But the key thing about these missiles, it will allow Ukraine to attack the airfields and the missile launchers up to 150 miles into Russia that are launching the glide bombs that are hitting schools and hospitals in Ukraine. And also, I know people are really concerned about Putin's nuclear threats. In my view, will prevent Russia being able to use its tactical nuclear weapons and its threats, because Ukraine will be able to take them out way before they're launched. So I hope that Starmer has, convinced the Americans to do this. And the Americans are, they're 4,000 miles further west than the rest of us. They're a lot less interested in Ukraine and more interested, I expect, in their own election. So it's up to the UK, it's up to us Europeans to make sure that we enable Ukraine to prevail.
And do you believe, given what you've heard from Keir Starmer, that he is in favour of allowing Ukraine to do this? Because the fact that five former UK defence ministers have come out now and told him that he needs to go ahead with this, it shows that he's under pressure at home.
Well, absolutely. And, obviously Keir Starmer is new to the job. His team are very inexperienced and they are having to make strategically global important decisions. And, I sympathise to some degree with them, and let's hope that they are getting the expert advice from their new team. And, for the last five defence ministers, and certainly I've discussed it with a few of them, agree that this is the way to go ahead. I think it is absolutely right. But I can, for people who have not had to make military, tactical and strategic decisions, this one missile, and of course, David Lammy, the British Foreign Secretary, also said over the weekend, one missile won't make a difference. Well, actually, in this case, it could very much do that, because they are so effective and they can really, hold the Russians to account. And everybody wants peace as quickly as possible in Ukraine. And the way to get peace is to hold the Russians and push them back.
Yeah, I mean, you said earlier on that, we should disregard Vladimir Putin's bluff and bluster, but people are understandably frightened if he suggests that this would represent direct participation from NATO in the UK, in the Ukraine war. What are his options for retaliation, Hamish?
Well, I think they're incredibly limited. And I wrote in some detail in the UK's Telegraph on this on Saturday. First of all, from a nuclear side, I don't think he can. His tactical, his smaller nuclear weapons have a range of about 400 miles. I mean, over the weekend, some of Putin's aides were suggesting they were going to fire them at the UK. Well, they would have to be launched from France or Belgium or Holland to do that. So, I think that is not an option at all. We heard from the head of the CIA and the head of MI6, the British intelligence agency, last week that they were monitoring a lot of Russian sabotage from the FSB, their secret service, you know, across Europe and elsewhere, and that was a concern. But again, I think the FSB have been shown to be, you know, pretty amateur and ineffective. So I think it's very limited there as well. There, I know we're going to go on and talk to Zaporizhzhia nuclear power station. Some other dreadful event like trying to create an improvised nuclear device with a nuclear power station is possible. But I think basically people need to be bold. Wars were never won by being timid. I think the Russian chance to escalate is very limited. Mm-hmm. Bit of cyber maybe, bit of something else. But I think Putin's really rattled. 600,000 Russian soldiers have died. And remember, it was the mothers of Russia who got the leadership to withdraw from Afghanistan when 17,000 soldiers died. So crikey, let's hope that they are now getting the message and persuade Putin to end this war.
Let's talk about Zaporizhzhia, as you mentioned there, the nuclear power plant, which is Russian occupied at the moment. Can you tell us about the concerns there, Hamish?
Well, obviously having Russian soldiers fighting around a nuclear power station is the last thing you want. And in the Ukraine DNA is the accident at Chernobyl back in the 80s, which was so disastrous. So there is that fear. Now, Zaporizhzhia, rather, is a very modern nuclear power station. You know, a stray bullet or missile is not going to create a nuclear disaster. But if you cut off the power, as the Russians have done a number of occasions, the nuclear fuel could overheat and could create contamination. I sort of think I'm more concerned by the Kursk nuclear power station, mm-hmm. which is about 80 miles across the eastern Ukraine border, which is a very old nuclear power station, more like Chernobyl, doesn't have the safety features. And actually, if the Russians, they are talking about false flag operations, or black swan operations, you know, disaster that couldn't be predicted at the time sort of thing. You know, if an accident happened at Kursk, that could likely spread contamination across Ukraine as well. So it is crazy. I know the International Atomic Agency have been to both places to check them out. But again, a desperate man like Putin, I don't see how he can escalate dramatically. But actually, if Zaporizhzhia or Kursk caught fire and exploded, then that would be a disaster for Europe, because it's likely a lot of the contamination would head west our way.
Well, Hamish, it's always very interesting to talk to you, and thank you for taking the time to be with us this morning. Hamish de Breton Gordon there, former British Army officer and tank commander. Back after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.